prayer isn't just for saints or spiritual virtuosos. It's a universal human impulse accessible to everyone. James Martin's approach strips away intimidation, offering instead a warm invitation to what he describes as another dimension of life entirely. Many people don't pray because they weren't taught how, believe it's only for holy people, fear they're doing it wrong, or worry about what might happen if they actually connect with God. This last fear is particularly powerful. What if God asks you to change in ways you're not prepared for? Yet prayer isn't something to master, but to approach with openness each time. Drawing from 30 years of personal practice and guiding everyone from Catholic priests to rabbis, Martin speaks with both authority and humility, acknowledging that he too struggles with prayer and doesn't always receive the answers he seeks. The invitation extends to everyone, skeptics, believers, novices, and experienced practitioners alike. Ever spontaneously asked for help during a crisis? Paused to reflect on something inspiring? Felt unusual compassion? Wondered about God while witnessing natural beauty? These are all forms of prayer. You've been speaking prose without realizing it. Many adults approach prayer with the same understanding they had as children, reciting memorized words when wanting something, or occasionally pouring out their hearts without knowing what should happen next. This limited approach is like trying to navigate adult relationships with a child's emotional vocabulary. Just as we need adult language to express complex emotions, we need an adult spirituality to face life's challenges. Without developing our prayer life beyond childhood understanding, we remain spiritually tongue-tied. The good news? Those spontaneous moments of connection can become doorways to a more intentional spiritual practice that transforms your relationship with the divine. Prayer is fundamentally a personal relationship with God, not a transactional exchange of requests and results. Like any meaningful relationship, it thrives on time investment, honesty, attentive listening, openness to change, and comfort with silence. True honesty means sharing everything with God, including anger, sexual feelings, and frustrations, not just what seems appropriate. While some rely on rote prayers or avoid difficult topics, the deepest connections come from bringing our whole selves without censorship. Divine communication rarely comes as an audible voice, but often manifests through emotions, insights, memories, or desires that arise during prayer. Silence, increasingly rare in our digital age, creates space to hear God's still, small voice and allows deeper thoughts to surface. Asking God for help is deeply rooted in Jewish and Christian traditions, from Abraham's bargaining for Sodom to Hannah's plea for a child, and Jesus' teaching of, "Give us this day our daily bread." You can ask for anything good, wisdom, courage, patience, hope, healing, or deliverance, by simply imagining God's presence and speaking in your own words. Responses vary from feeling nothing to experiencing profound relief. When prayers are answered, pause to appreciate the moment and express gratitude. The challenge of unanswered prayers remains complex. While common explanations suggest God sometimes says no or works in mysterious ways, perhaps the wisest approach combines realistic petition with unconditional submission, following Jesus' example. The examine prayer helps you notice God's presence in daily life through 5 steps. Placing yourself in God's presence, practicing gratitude, reviewing your day for divine activity, acknowledging failures without shame, and looking forward with hope. Regular practice reveals patterns to nurture or address, making it easier to recognize God's presence both in reflection and in the moment. Just 15 minutes can deepen your relationship with God significantly. Prayer produces transformative fruits over time. Emotions emerge, either intensifying familiar feelings as God shares them or providing space for painful ones. Unexpected emotions often signal divine communication, prompting us to examine their meaning and timing. Insights appear as new understandings of Scripture or fresh perspectives on God, especially resonating with analytical personalities. Memories that surface during prayer can illuminate biblical passages, heal wounds, or reveal overlooked blessings. Our deepest desires also emerge, particularly the universal longing for closeness with God, often serving as divine invitations to participate in God's transformative work in the world. How do we know whether what we experience in prayer comes from God or ourselves? Sometimes God's communication feels unmistakable, like being hit with a baseball bat. More often, discernment requires careful attention. St. Ignatius Loyola recognized opposing forces at work within us. For those leading good lives, God's voice acts gently, like a drop of water on a sponge, while harmful influences create gnawing anxiety, like water on stone. When distinguishing God's voice from our own thoughts, several guidelines help. The divine spirit brings courage, consolation, and tranquility, making goodness easier, while harmful influences create despair. Consider if the thought makes sense in context, leads to increased love, and aligns with what you know about God from trusted sources. With practice, you'll recognize God's voice as having a quality that's clear, warm, and assuring. What comes authentically from God will last and bring real change within us. It weaves seamlessly into our personal experiences, and it draws us closer both to God and to one another. Have you noticed patterns in how wisdom comes to you? The more you pay attention, the more clearly you'll recognize the distinctive signature of divine communication in your life. The Transfiguration story offers a powerful metaphor for transformative prayer. When Jesus took three disciples up a mountain, they witnessed him transfigured, his clothes becoming dazzlingly white with Moses and Elijah appearing beside him. This extraordinary mystical experience revealed Jesus' divine identity in a way that left them awestruck. When we encounter God in prayer, we typically respond with gratitude, "It is good for us to be here," confusion, "He did not know what to say," and a desire to stay in that moment. Peter wanted to build dwellings on the mountain. But Jesus leads the disciples back down, showing that spiritual experiences aren't just for personal sanctification, but invitations to action. We must bring our prayer experiences into daily life. The question becomes, now that you've experienced prayer, what difference will it make in your life? Prayer isn't merely for personal benefit, but should encourage growth and loving action toward others. The spiritual journey involves both ascending the mountain to encounter God and descending to bring that encounter into the valley of everyday life, where transformation truly happens. What mountains have you climbed in prayer, and how have they changed how you walk through the valleys of ordinary days? The invitation remains open to connect, to listen, to be transformed, and to bring that transformation into a world desperately in need of it.